This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Now, our special guests in studio tonight, Brian, a duo from Melbourne, have toured extensively all over the country and overseas. They just returned with a brand new EP, bit of a surprise for fans. For the first time in Joy Studios, welcome Gypsy and the Cat.
Hello.
Hello,
how
are
you going, guys? I should have mentioned that it's Xavier and Lionel.
You guys, thanks for coming into Joy 94.9 tonight.
No.
I've been a fan for a long time.
Right.
Since your debut, since Gilgamesh. And look, 2010 was obviously a breakout year for you, number two in Australia, and hit number nine in Germany as well. What's it like for you?
It was very fresh, very fresh at the time. We didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, we were musical newbies.
Newbies, yeah.
Were you in New York at the time when that was
No, we were in out? London. We lived in London.
Yeah.
So we were relatively hidden away from everything. And then started touring. Oh, we came to Australia. We did Splendor in the Grass. I think that was our first show in Australia.
Yeah.
We're sort of becoming aware of, like, you know, what was happening, you know, around us. And it just sort of escalated quite quickly.
Was it weird being away and sort of looking in that you're so successful in Australia, but you're overseas at the time?
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
It was strange because we went from, like, the Toff in town. I think, so we did that Splendor show, and then we did the Toff maybe 2 weeks later, and that's like what, 300 capacity or something.
Yeah.
And then 8 months later, we like sold out the Palace, which is like 2,000. So it was it was just really quick, and it was like a whirlwind, and it was like you kind of winded from it in a way. Like it was strange. So it took us a while to come back with the second record from that.
Because I read somewhere that you recorded and produced. Was it on one of your dad's farms somewhere?
Yeah, my dad's farm.
It's quite a change from the hustle and bustle of overseas.
Yeah, which is why, you know, it's sort of why that record, the second record's quite sort of, it's a bit fried in the sense that it's a bit relaxed compared to the sort of Gilgamesh was like a bit sort of bombastic, you know.
I guess a big break, the Kylie Minogue gig.
Mm-hmm.
You supported her on the Aphrodite tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were supporting it for her, but also a new audience, because it was almost like having her fans hearing your stuff. So was that quite a bit of a moment for you guys?
We'd done a few support shows before that, and they're always quite weird because
you're playing to their fans.
You're playing to people that are complete strangers.
But their fans were actually getting your stuff. They were loving your stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And that was the thing. They were really great and accommodating to us.
Yeah.
And we felt like the shows were a bit of a hit. Like they went down well. So it was good. Like we felt like that tour was really good. So some support tours are just a nightmare.
And so what was Kylie really like, kind of thing?
She's an absolute sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was queuing up to go in to the Aphrodite concert, into the Splash Zone, and there was a whole queue, and you can just imagine it was like, you know, gay boys everywhere. And there was an older man in front of me, an older guy, and struggled a conversation with him.
Wasn't my dad, was it?
And he said, oh, are you here for the Kylie? He said, yep, I'm here for Kylie Minogue. And I said, yeah. I says, and I can't wait to see Gypsy and the Cat. He says, well, my son's singing tonight.
He's
Gypsy and the Cat.
Was that your dad?
Can I say the S word?
Oh, yeah, it's after 8
o'clock. No shit. That's what I really wanted to say then. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How funny is that?
Yeah,
there you go.
True story, that.
Yeah, he's front and square
at
most shows. Yeah.
And we bonded.
There you go.
So yeah, we had a Gypsy and the Cat moment. I said,
classy.
I thought this guy's going to have no idea what I'm talking about. And bang, he surprised me.
Now, guys, time to wonder the Piper song, all big hits here in Australia, but also pretty big overseas, like Japan and France, Sweden, Germany.
Yeah.
What's it like performing those tracks to an overseas audience?
Oh, great. Yeah. Really good. Japan was probably my standout gig.
Because they love music over there. They love
They love everything.
Music.
Yeah. And they're just a different crowd to play to because they're quiet in between songs and you know, they've all, everything's in sync when they clap.
It's,
know,
actually,
it's
like,
sync.
It's like being an army. It's a weird, it's like one of those films of North Korea in a way.
Really?
Where you see like those sort of like choreographed things they do, or, you know, shows for Kim Jong, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that. They'd go mental during the songs. They're all up in the air. They don't know a word either. Mm-hmm. They're just loving sort of what's going on around them. Mm. And then as soon as the song finishes, it's like dead silence.
It's like that final scene of Karate Kid.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, so... But yeah, they were good. Germans are good as well to play too. Yeah.
Well, in 2012, you started your own record label called Alsatian Music and independently released The Late Blue, sporting the hit Bloom, which I absolutely love. Great song, that one. You had good success with that. Did I hear that on TV somewhere?
Bit of a TV sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had two. It had two pretty big ones. It had...
cha-ching!
kept us going.
Kept us going.
It works though, right?
Yeah. But it was on like a Canon ad in Europe, like, which is the biggest one, and then it was on like a Big M ad here.
Because that seems to be the way to go as TV syncs, because it's quite profitable for an artist, if you write the song. So I remember Conrad Saul with his track Start Again was a sync for Home and Away.
Yeah.
Went gangbusters. You know,
a little fun fact for you about Conrad.
Oh, okay.
We toured
here we
Germany.
Go. Spill it.
When I've interviewed him.
When we were breaking in Germany,
okay,
he was in a band called Sons of Midnight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. They supported us.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. He supported you.
Yeah.
That's better.
And then four years later, he was like, what, the biggest export from Australia. So, yeah.
Our special guest in studio is Gypsy and the Cat, Xavier and Lionel. More of them next. Let's play a track, Brian, from the new EP, which is called Hearts Again. This is Red Wine and Cigarettes.
You brand new it? From Gypsy and the Cat on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum on your Monday night. There's a bit of Gypsy and the Cat, brand new, Red Wine and Cigarettes. They are still here with us in the studio, the Gypsy and the Cat boys, Leo.
Now, your new EP is called Hearts A Gun, a surprise drop online.
Yeah.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, we
last minute, wasn't it?
It was a little bit last minute, but it was more.
But a Beyonce, hadn't it?
Yeah, we kind of
was unintentional.
Oh, was it not supposed to be online?
No, it was definitely very intentional.
Okay,
in the sense that all the Beyonce thing.
Yeah,
we were not referencing any other. We were not referencing any other.
Oh, were we copying Beyonce?
No,
we weren't doing that. But you just kind of wanted to make a bit of a stir, because it's just so hard now. Like, everyone's putting music out every day. And it's, you know, it's like the slippery sort of Facebook feed. It just goes down and down and down, and there's new things released. So we just thought maybe it would be more of a talking point if it was...
Because you guys were signed to a label, you're not independent.
Yeah.
You've seen, I guess, both sides of the coin. I guess now you're independent, you've got to do everything yourself. You're more in control of what you do. So have you found that process?
Like, just generally, like the throw you have as an artist, like the reach you have, it's sort of not about how good your songs are anymore. It's really about the money that a record label spends on promoting you and support tours, like paying for you to go on tour with Kylie. Because you've got to pay crew to come with you, and you lose money flying around the country employing those people. So that's where they step in and sort of make it happen. But because we don't have that money, like, obviously we can't go and create those opportunities anymore. So it's just, you just definitely depend on word of mouth. And it's in a way, it's better because there's more organic fan base. They're not forced. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think
social media. How are you finding social media as a band these days?
Oh, it's almost virtually impossible now to promote yourself. Like, we've got, like, I don't know, I think 66,000 or 67,000 fans or something. And I think every time we do a post, Facebook, unless we pay, Facebook only lets us reach maybe like 1,000 people.
It's ridiculous.
So
It's not so bad. Hey, with this new EP, though, just going back to the EP, how is this different to any of your other albums that you've got? Because I've read somewhere that people are calling these 6 new summer-ready jams.
Right.
Could this be the soundtrack of the 2016 summer?
I think, it could be if you like red wine and cigarettes. You know, and
maybe not together, but yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Not together. That's the only way they go, I think.
Also, Paul Kelly, you did a collaboration with him. Climb into the Music. What was that, working with the icon of the Aussie industry?
Yeah, that was the highlight of my career, definitely. I'm a massive... I studied Paul at school, wrote my final English exams on him and his lyrics. So just, sitting there with him writing lyrics together was like...
Now, you guys have got some gigs coming up. You performed at the Valley Fiesta in Brisbane just on Saturday.
Yeah.
First shows in a couple of years. You're playing Melbourne's Music Festival, which is the opening night party on November 13. Mm-hmm. And then you're playing a headline show at Sydney's iconic Music Room, Good God. A word I use often. Are you guys all ready for that one?
Yeah, all ready. Yep. Melbourne Music Week will be a cracking show.
So the EP is online. There's an album coming out here?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Early next year, we'll drop a record.
How's it gonna differ from the EP?
How's it gonna be different?
The same
musically? Yeah. It's similar, but it's not. Like we've gone bolder on that. Yeah.
Oh well.
Any collaborations?
Are there any collaborations on that?
Surprise.
Unsure yet.
Okay.
Unknown.
Oh, okay.
Keep us guessing.
Yeah. Something's coming.
One collaboration that you have done is on the brand new single Evolution with a group called Client Liaison. When I heard you were doing this, I did tell you off air that I did wet myself. Really love these guys.
We played a few weeks ago on the show.
Who, if people don't know, they've had a couple of singles out, Feeling, Free of Fear, Queen and Pretty Lovers, just to name a few. Two very cool dudes. Seem to be trapped in a 1980s time warp.
They are.
What was it like working with those two dudes?
Harvey's like a dear old friend of mine. We didn't go to school together, but I've known him since school. So we're used to it. I'm used to it. He's
now,
pretty crazy.
If people want to follow you on social media, Twitter and Facebook, Gypsy and the Cat, and also all your videos are on YouTube as well. The new EP is called Hearts A Gun. It is available from iTunes right now. Support local talent and
pick
up a copy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Cheers. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us. Always.
We're going to play the new track with Client Liaison the second time on the show. We played it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're probably the first station in Australia to play it, so thank you.
Yeah. That's a good track.
It is fantastic. We're going to listen to it.
This is Gypsy and the Cat and Client Liaison Evolution. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having me.
You enjoy 94.9 on Sound Museum on your Monday night.
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.